beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. Take it deeply within the body and allow the body to relax. Child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are, always from before time began and until the end of time and beyond. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you one more evening before you conclude this one step on your journey. Great joy to be with you, to be amongst you, to feel your radiant energy, and to know oneness with you. It is a most blessed place to be. Now, I understand this evening is to be the questions and the answers to come forth. Beloved one, you are holding the talking stick. Does that mean that you are the first one to have questions? Yes, we'll see if the beloved elder has it turned on.
It's on now.
Okay, it is on now, he says.
It doesn't stay on. Oh, okay.
Ah, there you are.
No, actually, I'm holding it for others to...
Okay. Who wants to have a question? Who wants to come up with a question? Yes, just come up and take the microphone from Syed, and then we can be face to face. Very good. A brave one.
A brave one. Thank you. Oh, I have to stand up. Okay.
It is better if you stand up, yes.
Okay.
What would you like to ask?
First of all, I want to acknowledge how much I love you and how happy I am to be here in your presence. My questions are always... a little on the personal and mundane side.
Very good, because there is no question that the one of us does not always share.
First of all, I think I'll start with one that I just thought a few moments ago. I wanted to know if I, too, was at the Last Supper.
Yes, you were.
And I also wanted to know if your Apostle John... if he was a friend of mine back then, as I have had with you, the friendship I had with you.
Yes, he was also there, and yes, there was the friendship.
Because we had such a special friendship in this time. And is he here tonight?
Yes, he is.
Hi.
Of course. He always travels with us.
Now to the very personal, and I feel somewhat mundane, but everybody bear with me. It's about my cat.
Very good. What would an evening be without the question of a cat? Yes.
It's about little Olive, also known as Olive Alexa Freddie Mae Robinson,
yes. Right.
Because in the last 25 years, little Olive was here, first as little Alex the Great, and then it's Freddie Chopin.
Right.
And then he passed away. And we talked. And the other male cat, Fritzy, was frankly very glad to be the dominant male in the house after Freddie passed away.
Right.
So I wanted Freddie back so bad. And he did come. But he came in the form of a little black girl kitten.
Right.
She's over a year old now. She hasn't exceeded 7 pounds, I don't think, but she's, you know, got a lot of personality.
Right.
And she picks on Hope Rose. She torpedoes Hope Rose. She
yes.
jumps through the air and gets her. And she also seems angry a lot of the time. She stomps around with her ears back, and she isn't obedient like Alex and Freddie were. They never broke the rules, and she set out right from the start to do whatever the heck she wanted, and she broke the rules.
Okay.
So I get the feeling maybe there's a lot of anger there.
It is not so much anger as it is she wants to prove how strong she is, how dominant she is, even though she may be a small size.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to say, look, I have power. And it is not so much anger as it is a show of power.
Okay.
And the same with breaking the rules. She wants to say, I have power. I have power of choice.
Is she happy to be here with us?
Yes.
She chose you. I know she chose me, but I was afraid she did it out of a sense of obligation because I was begging her to come back. And
No. This one would not do it just to please you.
Well, that's a relief. And how about Hope Rose? Hope Rose is a little intimidated.
Yes.
And how's she doing?
She's doing okay with it. For truly, these ones have shared relationship before. And she knows what to expect. And she knows how to handle it, how to run away from it, and how also to stand her ground if she needs to. She's okay with it.
Okay, and I know Mitzi and Fritzy are okay.
Oh, they are okay.
Yeah. I have just one other question, just really brief, and that's my friend Anne, kind of former friend, because when I told her I was going to move up here, she decided she couldn't deal with anything anymore, and I haven't seen her. Well, I've seen her, but don't talk to her. What's going on with Anne?
Some people feel that if they are going to be, quote, abandoned, then they will withdraw first. And it has to do with other lifetimes when they have been abandoned by the tribe or by the family or loved ones, and where they have felt, well, the next time there's any threat of this, I am going to be the one making the choice. And so sometimes you run into ones who will have to leave first if there's any intimation that perhaps the other one is going to make a change, then they say, okay, you know, I'm out of here, it's finished. And that's what is going on.
Okay.
It has to do with former lifetimes and a remembrance of being hurt and not wanting to be hurt again.
I'm so fond of her, so it's difficult, but it's okay. I've grown close to a lot of other women since then, and it's kind of interesting.
Right.
And now I'm ready to let go of the talking stick. Who do I hand it to?
I'll hand it behind you. Yes, yeah, beloved sure. one, how are you in this evening?
I feel great.
Good. You look great, too.
It's great to be here with everybody. I chose the purple shirt today because of the Lavender Festival, of course.
Very good, yes.
Had it with me by some chance.
Just by some chance.
Yeah. So, three questions. The first one, the simple physical one, I think. I have a lump on the joint of my little finger, and I understand it's a remembrance of a day in the farm when I had an injury there.
Yes.
Is it to stay there the rest of my life, or can I clear that somehow?
Your choice. You can clear it, yes, if you want to be rid of it. If it is something that you feel a certain love for, keep it. It is definitely your choice.
But that way, actually.
Well, it is part of you. And you can keep it because it is part of you and there is a certain love that you have, relationship, actually, that you have with it. Every time you look at it, you know, it's there. But if you want it to be gone, then you can heal it and let it be gone.
Thank you. Next one is about my family.
Right.
My son moved to Victoria 2 years ago this fall with his new wife.
Right.
And his daughter stayed in Sherwood Park near Edmonton with her mother. And her mother is betrothed to a man in Chicago. He could be married this fall in Florida and then move up to Chicago. So I'm just wondering, for my granddaughter's best, I think she's planning on being in Chicago with him right now. But I'm just, overall, is that the best move for her? Is she better to stay with her dad in Victoria or stay with her grandma in Edmonton? Is there much between the three?
It will definitely be her choice. And there is no should about it, and no judgment about it. She will know where she wants to be, and it may turn out that she will spend part of the time with one or the other and move around a bit to have extensive experience. So it is not for the older, wiser ones to figure it all out. Truly, she is going to know where she wants to be and how she wants it to be.
That's how I kind of see her, because she's pretty strong-spirited that way.
Exactly.
And she does have a German citizenship as well as Canadian citizenship. So living in the States would be a really great experience for her life-wise, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, and she loves Chicago, and, you know, especially the zoo there, I think, or the water park or something. I don't know. It's like something there. And the Hawks. She likes the Hawks, too.
Oh, good.
She's a, she's a hockey player and a hockey fan at 9 3/4. The other one is something, I think a couple of times in my life I've had a walk-in experience, and I'd just like to have an explanation, if you are aware of, between similarities between a walk-in experience and what you've described this week of rising from the state of death or near death.
Right. Truly, there is not a walk-in as it would be another entity walking in to possess the body and to use it. It may feel very different because you have changed. You have made what I will call a leap in consciousness, so that it feels that I am not still the same person that I used to be. Therefore, someone, a walk-in, must have come and be doing experiences with my body. But it is yourself, and you have made a leap in consciousness into a new place. So it has to do with, yes, resurrecting the consciousness, not so much the body, but resurrecting the consciousness and making that leap to a higher state of happiness and of expression of that happiness.
Thank you. That helps a lot.
Great.
And just thought of one more. I've sang a lot through my life, and in choirs and solo work, and the last 2 or 3 years, when I've thought about going back with the choir I was with, my higher self thinks I'm better off just to continue doing what I'm doing and hang out for a while and take some lessons and then sometime later possibly do that. And I'm just wondering if you have any guidance in that area, because right now I'm still in a floating mode.
And that is okay. There is no should about it, and there is no timing about it. In other words, if I don't do it now, then I'm going to miss out. There's no timing to it. It's whenever you feel that you want to do it, however you feel that you want to do it. There's no should. So do where you find yourself being led. Do what feels good. And do not worry about missing out on something if I don't do it now. There will always be time, because you create time.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the singing. It is a gift that you give to yourself. It is a gift that you give to others. So whether you sing with a group or you sing in the shower, the energy goes out.
Anyhow, right?
Yes.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you want to use it?
Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
Well, it's been challenging.
Exactly, yes.
I guess one of my big questions is, I sort of feel that everything's happening to me right now, partly maybe to get me out of my job, which I hate to leave. That's what it's feeling like. And I guess I just need guidance on the big picture of what's unfolding. I'm trying to trust it's all happening for a reason, but it's been very, very challenging.
Yes. Truly, it is open to your choice as to what you want to do. Be very clear and accept the fact that you are creating everything. No judgment with it, but that you are creating everything that you experience and everything you struggle with. Mm-hmm. And there is no negative part outside of you or even inside of you that is trying to make war on you.
Mm-hmm.
Many of you, this is a message for many of you as well, where you feel that there are parts of yourself warring against other parts of yourself. You are perfectly free to say, I am complete with a job, as you call it, and walk away from it. You do not have to live in fear. part of what has been beating you up internally has been fear.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big, big fear. And again, there is no judgment with it, because part of the ingredients that come with being human is the ingredient of fear. And sometimes it can be quite big as it appears right in front of you. And you wonder, how do I get through this? How do I handle this? How can I last long enough that I will be strong enough to get through all of this? Well, you have to be long enough and strong enough because you are creating it. So you will endure. My goodness, child, look at what you have come through in this lifetime already.
I know.
Therefore, you will come through this as well. So why spend time and pain and worry about what is going to be and whether I should choose this or that? What is your feeling? What would you really like to do? Right now, if all of the limitations were taken off, what would you really like to do?
Well, I think where I get torn is I really love the work I do.
Yes.
But there's aspects that have been so stressful that I feel like it's contributed greatly to where I'm at right now with physical problems.
Yes.
So, you know, if I... Probably the closest thing to being where I am now and keeping my life going that I'm experiencing right now is like where Jim's living and living more rural and maybe coming up to Washington and living up here, which would be a huge change for me.
Well, I will say unto you that making a geographical change is not going to change the internal. Right. What you need to do, first of all, is to know that truly nature is all around you, wherever you are.
I know.
And you can drink it in. You have found that in past years, very happy where the geographical location is right now with your companion, the horse, yes?
Yeah.
And knowing your oneness with all of nature that is anywhere around you.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that the magic is in my moving to a new place, no, because you're going to take your consciousness with you. I'm sorry, folks. That's just how it works. But you can change your consciousness. And as you change your consciousness, you may find that the outer changes as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. It is an inside job.
Okay.
Take your courage in your hands. Look at it right there. That is your courage right there. It's huge. It's strong. You can move forward any way you want to. There's nothing that is holding you back from your good, from your choice, from your desire. Nothing is holding you back from that. You do not have to be of a certain gender, a certain race, a certain creed of belief, certain rules, regulations. You are your own creative, one, powerful. And this is true for all of you. If you are standing at a place of a choice point, take the deep breath and then go for whatever you want to do. I have an exercise for you, and it is good for the rest of you as well. In the time this evening, before and as you lay the head on the pillow, spend 5 minutes of time. It does not be a long time because it's going to be very clear for you. Imagine yourself to be 90 years old. And this will happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you wanted to. But imagine yourself to be 90 years old, looking back at you at the age that you see yourself now to be. What would your advice be from the 90-year-old to the age that you are now, the person that you are now? What would that 90-year-old person say? Because they do have a clearer picture than you, because you're right in the middle of the forest and all the trees. But the 90-year-old can be very wise and can say to you, hey, child, get out of the forest. Choose, make your choice, and never look back as far as your own independent choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do not lay that choice as a relative thing upon other ones, but make your own choice and go forward with it. But a very good way to get advice and another perspective of things is to imagine yourself to be the 90-year-old, or whatever age you want to choose, 110, looking back at where you are right now, and see where you have come, see how you suffer, see how you struggle, and the 90-year-old will say whatever she will say. And you will feel it right mm-hmm. in the pit of the stomach. Mm-hmm. And then go for it. Don't second guess it.
That's really hard.
Don't second guess it. Because there are many strings attached as you feel right now. Yeah. You feel like in one of your stories of Gulliver's Travels, where he was tied down by threads by these little people and held by all those threads, which, of course, he could break at any moment. You are at that place. You are Gulliver being tied down by all
like
those tiny
too.
Little threads that at any moment you can just move. Okay. You are free to do that. But speak to the 90-year-old and let her speak to you. And then go for it.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
And thank you for the healing.
You are welcome.
At very deep level.
Yes. Beloved brother, how are you in this evening?
Right now I'm doing really well.
Yes. You've had some fun this year, right?
Yes.
You've had some drama.
I had some drama.
Yes, you have a story.
Yeah,
and everyone has a story, but you have a very good story.
Yeah, faith pulled me through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There were times when you wondered if you were going to be shackled forever.
Yes.
Or for a while, anyway.
Yes.
Tied down like Gulliver. Oh, yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah, and you helped me understand that's, like you're saying, it's what you can make of it.
Right.
You can choose it or choose something better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'm wrestling with right now is the end of last September, my oldest brother, passed away.
Right.
And I always had him. I mean, he's my older brother, so he was...
Yeah, he was just always
around. Like the world to me.
Right.
And I think about calling him on the phone from time to time, and then I have to wake up and say, no, he's not there.
Right. Not on the physical telephone, right?
No, not on the physical telephone. I feel like we still have some kind of connection.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if it's a thing that's there or if it's getting weaker as time goes on.
No.
Okay.
It is always there. He chose to be with you in the family, to be the older brother. And you chose to be with him in the family and to share, to love each other. And you chose to look up to him. And it was not the first time that you were in biological family with him. You have done this other times. But he is very much with you. That is why you think of picking up the telephone and calling him, is because right at that moment he is knocking on the door of your mind and your heart and saying, hey, I want to have a conversation with you. I want you to know how much I still love you. I want you to know that I have not abandoned you. I have not gone somewhere away that you cannot get in touch with me. That has been a generational teaching that ones have given down through the ages, that when the body is finished, well, that's the end of the connection. But as we spoke last evening, it is not the end of the connection. Always, they are still alive. Always you can connect with the personality that they have known themselves to be. They may find in their expanded state that they can move on to feeling a new consciousness. But the other consciousness and identification of personality remains. That is why you have the concept of the Akashic Records. You can always access the Akashic Records because you have made an imprint on those records, as you understand the concept of having history, and he is always here for you. So whenever you feel that you want to pick up the phone and talk with him, laugh and know that truly, hey, okay, you're here. I know you're here. Otherwise, I wouldn't have thought that. And then talk to him just like he's here, because he is here.
One of the things I've been most stubborn about is actually using the phone.
Okay.
Maybe I'd call him once a month.
Right.
And we'd have really great conversations, and, yes. and my oldest sister, too. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, I would look at the phone and say, I'm going to use it, and then 2 hours mm-hmm. would pass, and I'd say, well, tomorrow.
Right.
Sometimes a whole week would go by, and, oh, no, I didn't make those calls.
Right.
So that's one of the things I'm feeling now is some of those shoulds.
Uh-huh.
You should have talked
some
more.
Of the guilt
yeah.
that
yeah.
you didn't do it then. Well, there is no time limit, no expiration date on being able to contact him and talk with him, even if he does not have the body now to speak with you in the tones of the voice. He will speak with you, and you'll wonder, what is going on? But I feel his presence. I know he's with me. And you can pour out your heart to him. You can even say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't call you more often. And he'll say, that's okay. I was busy. I had my own life and things I had to do. So, you know, he's okay with it. If he's okay with it, you can be okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a lot for each other. One thing that comes to mind right now as an example is his car was acting up and he was working the night shift, so I came to his house that morning when he got off work and started working on his car, and I rebuilt the engine, and just as I was getting it tuned up, he had just gotten ready to leave and go back to work. And as he was pulling away, I said, you know, break the engine in.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the way it was with us.
Right.
One other thing he used to say with a lot of conviction is that there isn't anything else beyond this life. And he really
mm-hmm.
Endeavored to live it up here. But
exactly.
he kept telling me that there wasn't anything else to look forward to. That when you close your eyes that last time, that's it.
Well, he was one of the ones I spoke of last evening, who after he laid down the body was surprised, I'm still alive. Now what can I experience?
Yeah.
So he is having fun because he didn't expect that he was going to still be alive and still be able to converse with you and with other ones as well. So he's having fun. He is expanding in that. And it is quite a gift he has received.
Yeah, he had been sick for several years, and while I wanted him to hang on, and I kept cheering for him and telling him things like, I'm not ready for you to go, and he would tell me he didn't want to die.
Sure.
And then sometimes he would say, I'm tired.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And oftentimes ones will know that they are ready to go, that they are tired. And even if they don't consciously know what they're going to, the soul knows and is calling them home. So he is having fun right now. And that is part of what he wants to share with you, why he comes to mind from time to time and you want to pick up the phone and call him. Now you don't have to pick up the phone. You can just immediately be in touch with him. And you can ask him, what are you experiencing now that you thought there was nothing more to experience?
Well, that's better.
Yeah. Yeah. Much better.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking that question. There are many who have that question about when the loved ones have passed on. Is that the end of everything? Well, it is not. It's not the end for them, and it's not the end for you. Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you. I would be interested in hearing you discuss a little bit about the community here that's forming in SQUIM and the potentials for it and some of the visions that and possibilities that we could expect.
Right. Well, you have asked that question very well. What can you expect? Whatever you want it to be. But truly you have already set in motion a welcome sign for ones who want to be in community not especially living right next door to each other, but close enough that you can get together from time to time to have the potluck, such as what you did this evening, or the small times when you just go shopping together, or you go to see the lavender fields together type of thing. There are many who are feeling a call to be together just because you have completed out there, wherever out there is, in the home where you are and the employment where you are. You are feeling that it is getting completed, perhaps not quite yet. Many of you will make visit, not to have to live here, but to make visit, because there will be enough of you that will have places to have ones come and visit for a while, and the connection will not be broken. But there will be some of you who have felt in this week that you want to be in an area such as this. And it may not be right now. It may not be until after next summer, etc. There's no time. Again, no expiration date. It's an ongoing process of what you want it to be. Also, you will be taking into account the loved ones and where they are and how they feel about your relocation, if you do that, so that many will be doing what is called the visit rather than pulling up stakes and buying a house and so forth. You don't have to do that because you already have the community. This is it. And there are others who are going to be joining, so it is this plus others as well. So you already have the community. But some of you may want to be physically here just because it's easier to get together. Some of you have ties to where you are dwelling already, and you want to make visit, and that will work out. Some of you have loose ends to finish up first, and then you may be moving to this place just to be in closer contact with the ones you love. And I'm speaking here of the heart family that you love. So it is different for each one of you, but it is also the same for each one of you. You know that you are welcome with each other, and that is what community is about. So it is happening. There has been an invitation that has gone out some time ago, and once of you have felt it, and perhaps it has not been the timing yet, but in time it may be, or you may, as I have said, just make visit.
And I also have one question that Kathy Musial sent me and asked me to ask you. She said, I've been wondering about enlightenment. Is it really disorienting to all your bodies, mind, emotional, etc., losing everything? How do you go through it with ease and grace? Do we make that immediate decision, or does it just happen naturally with the new energies?
You just allow it to happen.
Good evening, Joshua.
Good evening, beloved one.
First of all, I wanted to thank you for this wonderful group of people that we love and for all of the love that you share with us. It's just so amazing.
It is my pleasure, always.
And I guess a lot of gratitude is coming out because I wanted to say thank you for coming and sitting for me and Chrissy.
That was fun, was it not?
Yes, it was.
It was something that you wondered, can this really happen?
Yes.
And then it did.
And it did. So we wanted to thank you both, from both of us, for coming at a special time, the Easter time and our birthdays. So it was very special. Many changes and many journeys this year for me. And I'm in great, great gratitude, particularly to Mother Mary for the journeys and the nudge.
Right.
To go on them to see Lady of Fatima and Lady of Lourdes and walk right. the way and feel the indescribable energies.
Right.
I feel that is helping me expand.
Yes.
And explore.
Yes.
And it feels like it may be even another journey to Poland. This one is the one that's supposed to get the papyrus and the documents.
Right,
is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
In Kraków, in Krakow.
Right.
And that this will be the beginning of some of the stories to come from there.
Yes.
Am I being directed also from the Marys to write stories that they have given me little
yes.
by little? Is this the year for the completion of it?
Yes. You have been nudged some years back to start writing. And you have been doing some as you've been journaling and as you have been receiving information. But it is time now to put it into stories that other ones can read and read easily and will get that feeling of being engrossed in being right there. Write about your own experiences, how you felt when you were on the certain quest and the journey that you have made, the outer journey and the inner journey, and allow others to feel that they are living that as you are taking them through it. And it will be most enlightening for them. And for you. It'll be fun for you as well.
Thank you. I'll try to do my best.
It will be best, yes.
Is this the year, too, that Chrissy and I going, or is it next year that we will be going to Medjugorje as well and see the Lady of Częstochowa? Is it better this year as per se next year?
As it is seen now, it will be next year. But that does not mean it isn't open to the improv.
Right.
And all of you are very good at changing what seems to be set and doing the improv and making a new decision. But as it is seen now, it will probably be next year.
Thank you. And also, I wanted to say thank you for getting me there right before all the floods.
Yes, yes. You created very well there, getting yourself out.
Out of there.
Yes.
One last question. And also to say thank you to the Marys for coming and appearing
right.
and being there and being present with me along with Bernadette and all the children of Fatima.
Right.
It was an amazing experience. And
right.
I wanted to say thank you, especially for Mother Mary. She was just very, very present. So
of
please
course.
Pass her that from me.
Of course. She says it was her pleasure and she is glad that you acknowledged her. And she is saying the same as I just said. When you write the stories, allow other ones to feel that they are right there having that experience as well. Don't write about it as it would be old, dry history. This is what I did on this day, and this is what I saw. But put the emotion into it
mm-hmm.
and allow others to almost feel that it might be a novel type of thing that they read. And yet it is based on a true story.
Yes, thank you. And Chrissy and I are thinking of starting our own website with all our art. Is that a good place?
That is a good idea, yes. Mm-hmm. You will have fun with that.
We will. And lastly, I wanted to ask about the Lady of Częstochowa and the dress.
Yes.
Is it time to dress her?
Not yet.
Not yet. And one invitation to you. I have already extended it to Judy, but I would like to invite you to come and be again, once again, to the Vortex in Chicago, in California.
Right.
Where we opened it up the first time.
Right.
And would love for you to come in this upcoming year and all the Hart family to come and be part of reawakening and inspiring and enlarging the wonderful vortex that is alive and brimming.
Very good. Thank
you. Will you come?
I will come.
Thank you.
I cannot speak for my beloved friend and teacher. She is waiting to see how things come together.
Mm-hmm.
She is not making definite plans at this point because she has felt that there is an energy that is happening that she wants to see what it is. Mm-hmm. So, but I will be there. You can count on that.
Thank you. And one last acknowledgement, and that is Joseph. He was with me in this most miraculous little chapel in Lourdes, and I was all alone in there, and he showed me a beacon of light and came and sat, and it was a St. Joseph chapel, and it was all wood, and I was just so happy to sit there in the wood, and I kept smiling because I knew he would be happy with all the wood.
And he is, yes.
So I thank him.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being in our lives.
Well, thank you for being with me. Always.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
I'm fine, Brother Yeshua.
Yes.
Wonderful. And hello, every brother and sisters out there.
Right.
All right. I want to thank you for being with me 32, 35 years ago. When you walked with me and stopped and pointed your arm and to move ahead.
Yes.
And I did. And I stopped to look back. I thought you were maybe hooking the latchet of your shoe. But you just stood there and you pointed for me to go.
Right.
And I did not understand that then. I felt you abandoned me. But I understand it now.
Good.
Yes, for a long time now.
Yes.
That the apron strings had to be cut.
Right.
And I'm good. There's a light above me, it looks like a spotlight of some type. It's always 3 feet around me that I can see any rocks or brush or anything that I don't stub my toe.
Good.
And I'm okay with that.
Right.
I don't have to see too far ahead of that because I try to fix it and then I ruin it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but I thank you for being back with me at that time, so obviously a side of me.
Yes.
I have a question for I have four dogs at home, two cats, but this one dog, I've had 8 months, I'm not sure. He's 3 years old. He wasn't house trained. He's a little pug, little pug, 20 pounds. He's neutered and he has no clue. He's neutered and he wants to attack the 110-pound German Shepherd next door.
Oh, my.
And that has really caused some trouble there. But I'm doing what I can to get him to know I'm the pack leader.
But yes.
He hasn't gotten that message. And I'm evidently not presenting that to him in an appropriate way that he gets it. And when you spoke of the camel.
Right.
I said, yes, I need to be something else more than what I am to this dog so we can all fulfill a loving, more balanced relationship in the household. So do you have any suggestions for me how to approach? His dog's name is Pickle.
Okay.
He is.
Right. First of all, you may want to change the name.
Thank you. Someone had suggested that to me.
Yes.
And I thought, well, he fits the word, but yes, I can understand definitely. I wouldn't want to be called that if I was a problem child.
Right. Give him a name that embodies what you want him to be, the image of what you want him to be. You have already identified that he is a pickle and that he's a problem. And he's going to react to that. So choose a name that fits him in what you see the future to be, what he is growing into. And then do as I suggested with the camel. Become one with this one. Whenever he is around, speak to him. I'm sure that you do.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Lovingly, I love the little guy. I really
yes.
do, yeah.
And that is really what he needs, because he has come from a lifetime or several lifetimes where he has been kicked around.
Oh.
And he's reacting to that. And he's not yet open to accepting your love, because he doesn't trust it. He hasn't been able to trust it in other lifetimes as a dog. He has brought with him some of those remembrances. So it may take a while, but keep on persevering that there are certain rules, but I am loving with you. I see your best nature, and I see the best for all of us as a communal family. And you can project that by seeing it in the mind. Mm-hmm. And as all of you know, your animals pick up as to what you have in your mind way before they understand what you're saying with your mouth.
Mm-hmm. I will change the name. I definitely will go for that. I'll
Good.
Ask for prayers and
yes.
help from the angels, from St. Francis, from all everything, every source.
Right.
Thank you for that. I have a question about, I call her a soul daughter. She's partly paralyzed. Her name is Wanda Sahansky. And I'd like to, if there's any suggestion you could give me of how I could help her more to back up her choices. I don't want to say heal her, because she may not have programmed that. And, I want to give her room of her choice, but I would still like to help her if I can. So is there anything that you could lead me on with that suggestion?
Right.
To back her up in a good holistic way. Yeah.
It is very much, as we were speaking about the dog, that you are going to hold for this one the highest and best image for her, knowing that she is free to choose how and when and if she makes any changes and what you would see to be healing. But to hold in your mind an image of her as whole and happy and healed as the whole one, and then know that you do allow her moment by moment her choices, because there may come a moment down the road somewhere where she will pick up on the mental imagery that you have. And she may see that and may say, here is a door that I didn't know was a door. Here is a window into something new that I had not thought about.
Okay.
So at a deeper level, you can speak the words. You've already been trying that. But hold the image of it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that is stronger than the words.
Okay, thanks. She's an awesome soul.
Yes.
She's a light.
Yes.
Definitely. A teacher in her own disability. See, I don't want to work to take that away from her.
Right.
So I will thank you. I will keep the image of whatever she can accept. One more question. This is for myself. I've been playing with writing a book for a year, and an editor and a publisher, I'm not sure if I should self-publish. I don't know what to do. I've never written before. And an editor. So is there any suggestion of who would come my way to help me with this?
Write the book first. And then the other ones that you need will come to you along.
They'll fall right into place.
Yes, it will fall into place.
Okay.
Begin to put pen to paper or computer, whichever way
right.
you go
I
with
do
it.
Both, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And begin to write it. And then you will find that out of the ethers, ones will come to you.
Okay.
Or ideas will come to you about ones to suggest that, you know, I'm writing this book about, and perhaps there would be an audience for it.
Yes.
And so you will be attracting other ones to you by the mere fact that you already are starting this endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for your humor.
Yes.
Because I know I'm going to be putting more humor into the book I'm writing, which is a serious type of book, but there is humor in it.
Good.
So I want to thank you for projecting your humor. It kind of opened the door up for me to
good.
Put some more in.
Thank Very
you so
good.
Much.
Thank you.
God bless.
And bless you.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm yes, so, beloved
I'm so
one.
Grateful. I'm so grateful to be here
and talk to the top.
And, oh, okay.
I, want to
thank,
to
I just want to thank you so much for this advance, for you and Mother Mary and Joseph for coming to us in this way.
It
and
has
I hope
been
that
our
you,
pleasure.
I was going to ask, I hope that you've enjoyed it as much as all of us have.
Well, I'll tell you, it was a bit of a work. It was a bit of a trek to get here. I wasn't quite sure what kind of contract. No, it has been our pleasure.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I'm also very grateful for the healing that you offered to all of us.
Yes.
And I would like to just make sure that I don't undo it with my, I've suffered from asthma a great deal in my life.
Right.
And I'm very grateful that right now I'm breathing very comfortably.
Yes.
But it's not something I can take for granted as other people can.
Right.
And when I go home, I have the opportunity to adopt a little dog that I'd very much like to take and my family would like. However, I don't want to do that. And supposedly I'm allergic to dogs. And I don't
supposedly.
Want to do that and then get sick and have to give the dog back. And, you know, it would be an upsetting experience for everybody. So I would like to be able to sustain the healing of, you know, being able to always take it for granted that I can breathe well.
Right.
Is that possible, or has my body been in that energetic pattern of an allergic reaction so long that regardless of what I think spiritually or mentally or emotionally, the body's just going to do its thing whether I like it or not?
You are already healed. Therefore, go forth in great joy. Adopt the dog. Be happy with the dog. If any small symptoms start to come up, know that they come from fear. And then you can take most practical measure. You can go out and buy the dust mask and wear that for a while to reinforce for yourself that you have the power. It is not out there somewhere attacking you. But you have the choice, you have the power, even if you want to wear the dust mask for a while. But in truth, you won't have to because
okay.
you are already healed.
Wonderful. Thank
and
you.
As you are living in joy, don't worry about okay. the ifs, the what ifs. The what ifs will get you down every time.
Yes, yes. Is there any chance of my son ever having his damaged pancreas restored so that he can not be free of diabetes? That's a
there is always a chance for a change in belief system.
Mm-hmm.
Always. It can happen in an instant. And in fact, that is how it does happen, in an instant. And when you know the truth of his being, it will be contagious to him.
Okay.
And he will catch it.
Great.
And that will be good. But if he does not immediately respond, know that at the soul level, he is already healed, and he is okay.
Thank you.
I know that all of you struggle from time to time with physical whatevers. And I want to say unto you that you do very well with coming through them and keeping your, quote, sanity, keeping your joy, being the light that you are for other ones. Sometimes you choose various bodily aches and pains or diseases in order to be of service to other ones, to show them that you can have a certain challenge and yet you can still be happy. You can still be in joy. You can still be the clown. You can still sing your song. And oftentimes that is why, because you are so strong, that you volunteer to do certain things. And along those lines, I would say, do not hesitate to tell your story, to come right out and say, this is me. This is what I'm going through. This is what it looks like. I don't have to camouflage it. I don't have to try to change any of it. This is me, and I am worth loving. Because all of your friends do love you anyway. And so you don't have to spend an hour or so curling the hair and getting it looking just right. Yeah, where's your camera? Yeah. So you see, appearance is outer, but what is inner is important. The spirit within, the joy within, the song that you can sing even as you're going through all of the tears and heartache, that is what is important.
Thank you so much.
So adopt the dog.
Thank you. I will.
Be happy with it. Beloved brother, how are you in this evening?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Good.
Thank you. As you know, Monday, I'm going to the doctor and tell him no. When I say no to further treatment for the cancer.
Right.
Because I feel it's all gone.
Right.
No. I know the doctor's going to rush in and going to give me a scolding or something. And any ideas of what I should tell him? I don't know how far to go with my position of state of consciousness.
You have chosen to be teacher. You have chosen a profession for a number of years where you were teacher, acknowledged as teacher. Mm-hmm. But you are now in a new phase of teaching. Do not be afraid to open your mouth and to say, this is what I have been working with, this is what I believe.
Okay.
This is where I want to be in my journey. And if I change my mind, I will come back. But right now, this is how I feel. Do not be afraid, any of you, to speak your truth. There is no one who is going to put the spear into the heart. They can speak words that then give you fear, and that can feel like a spear in the heart. But there is no one in this lifetime who is going to say, off with the head, or throw you in the dungeon, or whatever. The worst they will do is to offer you on a silver platter fear.
Yeah. Okay, I don't fear that at all.
Good.
I'm just wondering how far I should go in explaining myself. And
you will know.
You just told me. Oh, okay.
You can go all the way.
It's going to be fun in a way, but
yes, in
another way it's going to be brand new. And brand new because I've really relied upon them and they've been
of
wonderful.
Course.
And I really appreciate everything they've done.
Right.
You know.
And you are not throwing them out of your life.
Right.
You are saying, this is my choice right now. This is how I feel right now. This is what I believe. And you can only live right now. So when I say that, it doesn't mean that you're going to turn around and change your mind. What I'm saying is you can only live right now. The now is right now.
Right.
And you can share all of that with them.
Okay. Be happy to.
Good. That is good. Yes, beloved one, how are you in this evening?
I am good.
I know that.
I am good. And I want to thank you for being with me whenever
always.
I call you,
right.
Which is a lot. Over the last couple of years, I've had some physical challenges that I've been working on, and sometimes successfully and not so successfully sometimes.
Right.
And in working with them, one of the things that I've been endeavoring to do is to feel my oneness with you, with all that is. And I think that I'm feeling my oneness, and I may talk to someone and they'll go, no, you're not doing that. You need to do this. You need to see the golden light come through you, and that will let you feel your oneness. And I do that, and someone will say, no, that's not working for you. You need to see a light from within, and you need to shine it out, and that will do it. And I mean, I've had some other comments.
Right.
And I start to feel like I'm on a merry-go-round.
Right.
Knowing me, and I'm sure other people have this issue.
Yes.
how can I sustain that feeling of oneness to the point where I am renewing and regenerating myself?
What brings you peace? Is it music? Is it nature?
Sometimes it's both.
Right?
Yeah.
Choose what brings you to that place of peace. And live in that space of peace. It is as simple as that. You will feel oneness in that peace. And do it over and over. Others are always very willing to tell you what works for them and what you should be doing. But that is what works for them. So you may refuse their gift. In other words, you may say, I'm glad that that works for you, but I have found what works for me. And what works for you is finding that place of peace and just staying with it, as simple as that. There is no 1, 2, 3 book of shoulds. Everyone is on their own path. Everyone is individual as to what works for them. And again, no judgment, no shoulds about it. So whatever works for you, if it is sitting down and having a piece of chocolate cake, and that makes you feel one with the chocolate cake, that is okay too. I know there are many who would say, oh my God, carbohydrates, sugar, oh no. But whatever brings you to that place of peace, that is your answer. And no one can shake that or take that away from you because you know it, you feel it. When one say, well, you should be the golden white light from within and share it, or you should be taking it all in and knowing yourself one with that, that is how they see it. That's what works for them, or what they have heard should work. But what works for you is music, nature, poetry, playing with butterflies, whatever.
Petting my cat.
There you go. Petting your cat. Your cat loves you unconditionally. That is why the animals come, even if they give you a bit of a challenge from time to time. But they do love you. They look to you, and they love you. So whatever brings you to a place of peace, that is your answer.
Thank you.
It is really very simple, and yet the world says, oh, it can't be that simple. Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
I'm fine.
I know that.
I want to tell you how much I love you.
Good.
Yes.
How much?
Lots.
Lots and lots.
Lots. Lots.
I love you lots and lots and lots.
It's great to be here.
It is great.
I have two things.
Right. You may speak.
Just what message might you have for me?
Ah, that is easy. Goodness, I thought it was going to be a difficult question. Okay. What message do I have for you? To keep on being the radiant light that you are. All of your friends who have spent the week with you have been happy to be in your presence, to see the love light in your eyes, to see the smile on your face, to feel how happy you were to be here with them, and to know that truly you loved them. You weren't trying to remake them. You just appreciated them, and they felt that. Just to continue being as you are. You have already found yourself. That's good. End of answer, because truly you're already there.
I have one other thing.
Yes?
I have, look after my mom, who has Alzheimer's, and I wonder if you could give me some insight into her and our relationship and, you know, what's the purpose of this and will she pass soon?
And it is okay to ask that question too. Many ones feel a bit of guilt when they have had to take care of a loved one and it has become a burden. And it does, because it comes in upon you. You choose it, yes. You choose it out of love. But it is also a bit of a burden in a way. And there is the question of, when is this going to be taken away from me, the burden of it, not the person? So it is okay to even feel relief when they have laid down the body. Remember that when it happens. You will feel a wave of relief, and then don't beat yourself up and say, oh, I shouldn't feel like that. Also remember that when they do lay down the body, they are gone nowhere away from you. You can still speak with them, even more easily than you can right now. In truth, when ones develop what is now being called Alzheimer's, they are gradually making their transition already. The body, yes, is still functioning, and that is a bit of the burden or challenge for the one who loves them and will be looking after them. But they are already, in the beginning, sort of putting their toe in the water to see, is it hot, is it cold, how does it feel? And then later on, they put the whole foot in, and then the whole body as well. And you feel that they have already passed on, even though the body is still functioning at a certain level. They do this to serve you, to allow you to still love them, even though they don't look anything like what they used to look like. They don't speak, they don't interact the way they used to. Can you still love them, past appearances? And yes, you do. It is a bit of a challenge, a great challenge, truly, because you want them back the way they used to be. And if they have to lay down the body, why can't they just be quite lively until the very moment of releasing the body? But they do this for themselves. In other words, maybe they aren't quite sure that they want to leave the body, so they do it in gradual steps. And they also do it for everyone around them, so that the ones around can still love them, even though they don't seem to be all that they used to be. Especially the ones who are needing the care of the institutional buildings, places, and where ones care for them, and yet they look like they're just the bodies, they're just vegetables, and they don't always show what they have been in the past. But they allow others to look past appearances and to love them because what has been and what they're moving into. So allow yourself love. Love of self, because you have volunteered to be the support person in this case. Love yourself, and when there is relief, do not blame yourself and feel guilty because, okay, now I can get on with my life and I can do other things I want to do. Now I am free. If you carry guilt with you, you are going to hold at a distance that communication that will be there, can be there immediately as they leave the body, because they've really already moved into the next dimension. It is only the body that is still functioning on this plane. And if you carry guilt, that only sets up a barrier for a while until you can move through the guilt and know that they're with you and they're quite happy. They finally have made it. So as you have friends who do things quickly and you have other friends who do things gradually, that is how the loved ones are too. They do things quickly, and sometimes they do them more gradually. But you love them all the same. And you're proud of them. proud that they will go through such a challenging time, because it is not easy. Quite often, ones will feel that they would rather, as they are in the early stages of this, that they would rather just pop off, but they don't, and they stay and they go through the process. So you are proud of them because they are strong. She loves you. You chose to be with her as daughter, as sister, to have a close relationship. And that love always will be there. And even now when she seems to be a bit distant, the love is still there.
And I certainly know that. And
yes.
I think she knows that I love her more than ever.
And she does know that. Very good. I thank you for that. It is love in action. Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
Oh, Joshua. This is lovely. Thank you.
Yes.
My first, I don't even know what to call it. It's not exactly a question, but it's our friend Doug Lee who popped off.
Yes.
Who we all know and love, whether we know him or not. But
right.
I miss him so much.
Right.
And I know he went off in a blaze of glory.
Oh,
and
yes.
I know. And I know he was ready
right.
to go. I just don't. I felt him at first.
Yes.
And I've kind of not let myself, and I'm encouraged to do that since you talked about that last night.
Right.
But can you tell me anything about his transition?
First of all, he had completed everything he came to do.
Yeah.
And at a level quite close to the surface, he knew that. So he made some preparations
yeah.
so that it would be easy for other ones who had to deal with things that were left here in the physical. He is quite happy, and he understands that you miss that communication and the closeness that you had. But he is saying to you that he is with you, watching over you, laughing with you, and even if you have the tears of missing him, he takes that as a great gift of honor that you care that much about him. Not that you cared past tense, but that you still care about him.
Oh, yeah.
He is very much alive.
Oh, I'm sure.
And very much alive with you. And he wants you to acknowledge that and to speak with him and to say, you know, this is what is going on with all the people that we shared, all the experiences that we shared. You know, I know you know. I don't have to tell you because I know you can probably see more than I can see. But this is how I see it. And I'm not really sure how this is all going to work out. And if you were here, and gosh, you are here, this is what I would say to you. Yep, you see? And then he's here.
Yeah. I think I've just missed him so much I haven't been able to.
Exactly.
To believe it.
You know, and that does happen.
I felt it's not first. Exactly a distance. It's just, I can't explain it. It's just, he's like the brother.
Right.
Really close.
Right.
Yeah.
And that often will happen when close friends or family do decease the body, especially if it is sudden, and especially if you've had a close relationship. Sometimes it takes a while before you can kind of wrap yourself around the fact that they're not dead, they're still alive, and that you can speak with them. And there's a period of what they call mourning. And allow yourself to stay in that stage as long as feels right. Because you see, where he is not governed by time. And he will wait until you are ready to speak with him again, to be happy and free as you used to be. But allow yourself the period of mourning, because you do miss the bodily communication with ones, the hugs, the laughs, the physicality of knowing another one. So there is a period of mourning. It may be short, and it may be long. There is no should about it. Ones often say, well, you should get over this, especially after a year. How long are you going to mourn this one? Or especially after 3 months or whatever, you know, they always have a timetable for it. But that's their should. Mm-hmm. Your should is whatever feels right for you. Allow the waterworks. Allow the tears. Allow yourself to scream to the heavens, how could you leave me? We had so much fun together. Mm-hmm. And then, after you calm down a little bit, the voice, the inner voice says, I have never left you. Yeah. I'm right here. Tell me your story. Tell me what's going on now as you see it.
Yeah.
And if you will listen, I'll tell you how I see it. That sort of comes later.
Yeah. Thank you.
But mourning is okay.
Yeah. Another question.
Yes.
I was out with the whales on that wonderful whale watch.
Right.
While my motel room was burning.
Oh, yes.
And so I come back and I go, this doesn't make sense. I'm euphoric. I'm so loving the whales. And there were so many of them. And everywhere we went, there was another one. And there were babies jumping and the whole thing. But I'm going, if I'm that happy and my vibration is that high, why is my stuff burning up? So I tuned in with you and our other friends. And here's what I heard. Linnell, you are out having the time of your life, and it's just stuff. Was that from you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Stuff can always be replaced.
Is that why I brought that to myself?
Yes. And for, as a teaching for other ones also, to be able to say, look, this is my story, this is what I experienced, and this is what I heard. And, you know, it's really true. You've seen this on your news media many times recently, which is great, about the certain devastations that have gone through, the tornadoes, the floods, and ones will come together and they will say, we've lost everything except ourselves, our family, and we can start again. And they do. Mm-hmm. And they start again. Oftentimes, they will rebuild right in the same area where the river is going to run through it again. Mm-hmm. But they are loving each other and being grateful that they still have each other. And the stuff can always be replaced.
Yeah.
As you have experienced, all of you, the stuff tends to accumulate to the place where you end up with more than you really need or want.
It was a very heavy suitcase.
Yes.
It was. One last question.
Right.
The man I met on the ferry.
Right.
Just lovely instant connection.
Right.
And as you know, my history with those instant connections can be devastating. But I really feel like he's grown up.
Yes.
Like he's just lovely.
Yes.
And he really wants to see me again.
Good.
Is this good for me?
Yes.
Thank you. I need arranged relationships. I don't do well on my own.
You have arranged it at a higher level.
Thank you, Joshua. So precious. I appreciate your being here.
I thank you. And as far as relationships, never be afraid of a relationship. You can take it as far and as long as you want to, and when you feel complete, and if you feel complete, that is all it was for. In other words, you don't have to judge it according to world judgment that says a relationship should have 6 months of dating, he should bring you flowers, take you out to dinner at least once before you end up in bed. you know, all of the 9 yards of the shoulds. Yes, beloved brother.
I'm not going to comment on that. We were talking about Alzheimer's a little while ago, and
right. The
same thing goes for cancer.
Sure.
Now, you told me that why I got it was that I still believed that I could get it.
Right.
Right, okay. Now, there's a lot of people in the world that have gotten cancer.
Sure.
And there's a lot of people that have gotten Alzheimer's.
Sure.
And when you look at some of these situations that develop in a home where a person can no longer function mentally properly and be on the same page, it brings up a question as to why does this happen? And it often enters my mind because I don't really understand why.
Every why is different for each individual.
Yeah.
Many times it is because they volunteer to make demonstrations so that others can look past what is happening, so that they can love them, no matter what they're going through.
Is that a soul thing?
Yes.
Yes. They don't know that.
No.
They're not understanding of that, but right. The experience comes to them where they more or less have to extend themselves into a more caring position.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But it is from a soul choice. Now, that doesn't mean that ones will develop a dis-ease and have to stay with it. In other words, it's not set in the concrete. There is always the improv, and I always encourage improv with healing, the same as what you have been experiencing.
Yeah.
You know, you've been through over and over different kinds and different doctors, different places, different treatments, whatever. And when you did that, you were working with ones who gave up their best to help you feel
yes.
better.
Yes.
And they were always motivated, most of them anyway, by a high motivation.
Yes.
The ones that you have run into.
Yeah.
Not all of them. There are some of them who are still motivated by the golden coins, but...
Yeah, I've had good treatment.
You have, yeah.
Honest feeling-wise, yeah.
Right, and you have called that to yourself. But there are as many whys as there are individuals.
Well, okay. I think that's the answer I was looking for, because if you think it's just one thing, somebody's going to grab onto that one idea and spread the word.
Right.
But it's the individual then that... is living their life in a way that isn't full enough in some respects, consciously.
It's always full enough. They are living their life according to, first of all, what they have agreed that they will do. But within that agreement, there's always wiggle room for improv, because everyone is creative.
Right.
And so you may, as an individual, create a certain dis-ease that serves a purpose for a while, and then you do some improv and it changes.
Yeah.
Which is what you have done.
Yeah.
But the purposes are as varied as the individuals are varied. And you have many in the healing professions who want to help, who have a certain way of looking at things, such as the ones who would say to you, this is how to find oneness. And they suggest a certain way that has worked for them, or they've heard that it worked. And you have healers who approach everything in one way as to what they've been taught is the way. And so you go to different ones, and you get different opinions, and you get different prescriptions for this, that, and the other, or you get different healing foods or different nutrition, different energy work, etc. You're most creative. And especially at this time, you have a whole smorgasbord of healing modalities. And what works for one may not be what works for you, but you can try out different ones. And there's no should in it. If you try something and it doesn't work for you, don't beat yourself up and say, oh, well, I wasn't doing it right. No, you tried it and it didn't resonate. It wasn't the way. Or you wanted to try other things. No self-judgment, please. Just try out things as you're trying out life. I mean, after all, you're on the stage of life because you want to try it. You want to see what kind of role you can play. Good question.
Appreciate all your help.
Good questions.
All the help I can get.
Yes. Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
Very good. Thank you, Joshua. Just want to say thank you for a lot of things that happened in this life.
Yes.
This past year. The channeling. The writing.
Right.
The guidance.
Yes.
All the good things that have happened in the family. You had promised that you would keep my grandchildren safe.
Right.
And the outcome of my daughter getting the divorce and going on to being married to someone else.
Yes.
And now I don't have that load of knowing that my grandchildren will, that they are going to be protected, that they are going to be safe.
Yes.
And I thank you for that. I thank you.
You did it yourself. And your daughter did it herself by choosing her power. And the grandchildren, each and every one of them, chose to go through an experience to be able to, at some point in their life, look at the biological dad and to say, he was suffering. That is why he acted out the way he did. Mm-hmm. And it's because they know love. They know love from you and from the mother and now from the stepfather. Yes.
I thank you for that. I thank you for the guidance of the art. And I have a couple requests, if I may.
Always, you may.
I would like to see if I can get my painting blessed by you or put your hands on it.
I will certainly be happy to do so, but truly, it is already blessed by your painting and doing it, yes.
I know, but in the spiritual journey, that particular blessing or that particular plant painting has been blessed twice by an Orthodox minister.
Right.
A priest.
Right.
And I look at it as the past, the present, and the future. And okay. I would dearly love if you would do that.
Of course. I would be pleased.
And did it come out the way you wanted me to do it?
Always, beloved one. Again, no judgment in any of the creations that you bring forth. The only judgment you ever feel is your own self-judgment that you make for yourself. I look upon the paintings, and yes, I look like this, and yes, I look like this. I have a most wonderful talent that is not just owned by me. All of you have it, of being able to morph and appear differently to different people. Even in this day and time, I will manifest a body and sit down by you, and I look to be a stranger, just an ordinary person. I don't dress up unless it's an occasional, formal sort of occasion. But for the most part, I appear as you do, in jeans, sometimes sweatshirt, whatever, and I sit there, and my face is something that is easy to look upon for the one looking, so that they feel comfortable, easy. And we get to talking. So both of these, let's turn them around a bit. Although they appear to be different, they are different aspects of the same energy of the Christ. And I'm very pleased that you have wanted and desired to endeavor to put in the time and the labor to make these images. Because, yes, I appear differently to different people as the occasion calls for it. So these most wonderful images in truth portray more about the painter than they do the subject. And both of them show forth much love.
Thank you.
I bless both of them.
Thank you.
They will bring much joy and much life and light to everyone who looks upon them. Thank you.
Thank you, Joshua. And I know it's getting late, but one last question. I'm still getting that I'm supposed to be doing those bigger canvases.
Okay.
The one with the whales and the one with Madonna of the Land of Atlantic and the light and celestial light.
Right.
And I'm still getting that I'm supposed to be doing an even bigger canvas for the art festival in the Grand Rapids area, the one that's a big to-do, let's put it that
right.
way. So am I up for it?
Don't ask me. The answer is yes.
Okay. And I just want to thank you for this wonderful time, this wonderful space.
Yes.
Let me be with family as well as my sisters.
Right.
It's been a joyous time.
Very good. It is a joyous time whenever you get together with ones of like mind and like heart. And to be able to laugh, to be able to say, this is where I am with things, and with no judgment. No judgment coming back at you, and no judgment arising from within. Just being yourself, which is good enough. I love that which you are, each and every one of you. Does not matter what the appearance is. Does not matter what you produce. Does not matter whether you think you have talent in one area or another. I love that which you are, the Divine One, experiencing and expressing the creativity, and then having questions about it from time to time. But that is okay. That is good. And you have spoken well that it is a family where you can share, where you can be yourself, where you can bring the paintings and the depictions that you have and say, this is how I see things, and have no outer judgment from anyone, because it is your own heart coming forth. Each and every one of you, if you were to paint me, it would turn out differently. Some of you would do the most wonderful stick figures. So you see, there is a variety with no judgment, only joy. Good yawn. Tried to stifle it, but it was a good yawn.
And is it okay if I can give you an actual physical hug?
Of course. Come forth. Yes. Thank you. Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
Oh, I knew this was going to happen.
It is okay.
I can't look at you and not cry.
Well, good.
So as usual, I can never come up with a question for you, so I just want to know what you had to say to me. And actually, if Mary and Joseph wanted to chime in, that would be welcome as well.
Truly, we are very happy with you because you are going about planting seeds for others to live with, think about, mull, put them in their garden, see what grows. You are definitely one of the light workers who knows herself to be light and yet questions it from time to time. But that makes the human story. And that is important in this day and time that ones can relate to you as human, to know that, yes, you struggle with judgments and with choices and decisions, and that you don't always, you make a decision and then you're not sure if it's right or not. But you're human. And others then can relate to you and they can say, well, you know, she can make a choice and a decision and then she can second guess it and then she can come through it and be quite strong. Maybe there's hope for me. Everywhere you go, you share with ones your story. And you do have a story, a history of this lifetime, and a history of other lifetimes as well that you call upon from time to time. You are a very interesting person that others, when they sit with you and you get to talking, not teaching, not preaching, but just talking and sharing, that allows them to open up. It is a good, that brings in judgment, but it is a quality that enables another one to feel comfortable enough that they can look at their own choices because they know they won't be judged. So I thank you for that, and my mother Mary thanks you for that, and my father Joseph also thanks you for that. You are doing very well with it. Follow your guidance as to what you want to do. As I spoke unto other ones, do what resonates with you, what brings you peace, what brings you joy, where you would like to be. There's no should. There's no should about it, of what you have to do. You don't have to do anything. But if you enjoy being in nature, then make it possible to be in nature. If you enjoy being in the big city and the life around you in the big city, then live in the big city and enjoy all of the friends who are there, wherever you are, whatever you are working with. The smile, that is the greatest gift that you can give to anyone and to yourself. And I suggest that you start out each morning when you get up and you look in your looking glass and you think, oh, I've got to make up this face and I've got to do this and whatever, that the first thing you do is you smile at yourself. Even if you have the tousled hair and you have what is called a bedhead. Look at yourself and say, wow, that was a good night's sleep. Look at how I enjoyed it. In other words, start off the day with a smile. You are doing very well. That is our message to you. Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
Very well, thank you.
I know that, yes, you are.
Well, thank you very much for being with me today, well, for the whole week.
Yes.
But today particularly, I can't believe I manifested myself a 5-foot Yamaha grand piano to play.
Wow.
Yeah, this morning. And that was really, really a wonderful experience to be able to express the oneness that I've been feeling all week long.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know how or where the urge came to just absolutely let it all go and just play my little heart out.
Good.
But it was wonderful, yes. And I just, what a great way to finish the week.
Yes.
So I don't suppose your feelings would be hurt if I asked if I could talk to Mother Mary for a minute.
Of course. She is always right here with me.
Okay, I can talk to both of you then.
Right.
Okay. So, many years ago, I attended a channeling of Mother Mary, and as soon as she walked over towards me, walked over towards me, I knew exactly who I was with. And she swooped me up in her arms and she said, it's okay to love my son. Would you like to meet him? And I said, yes, please. And I waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. And finally, through John Mark and then through Lynn Cox, that's when I started coming to the advance. But she also, at that point, she told me, because I was having dreams and visions, she told me that I would be writing my dreams and visions for others, but that was not the time. Right. Wondering if that's the time now. And are you in there, Mother Mary?
Oh, of course I am in here. It is great to behold you. And yes, now is the time. You have felt within yourself a rising up of energy.
Yeah.
And a freeing of that energy.
Yeah.
And now is the time to put that into the writing with a way that others can catch on fire with it as
okay.
well. To bring up the emotions.
Yeah.
And to know truly who they are.
Oh, I know.
My children, your children, children of the One.
Right.
Yes.
So you're the grandmother of all that is.
As you are a grandmother as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
It is very, very good to be able to reach out and to say to you, I love you. I feel that. I know that. Never am I far away from you. Many times you have come through certain life experiences and you have called out to me. And I have come.
Yeah.
I will always come.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Child of my heart.
Thank you.
Oh, beloved one, how
Hi,
are you?
Hi, Joshua. I'm doing much better these days. Thank you for working with me. I'm so happy to be here with you.
And I with you.
I've been doing, as you know, the Course of Miracles a lot lately.
Yes.
Yeah. And in that, you know, you have to, like, ask what this is for.
Right.
And I don't always feel like I get an answer. So I was wondering how I can increase my communication with you to make it clear so that I know what things are for. I feel like sometimes I just sit there forever waiting for an answer.
Yes, I understand. And you are not the only one who has had that reaction and that choice of behavior. If you follow that, you are going to be sitting for a very long time because the answer is not going to come without you getting up and doing something. You will have a knowing, a feeling within yourself of where to go, what to do, even if it seems very mundane. And you will get up and you will walk one foot in front of the other and you will say, but this doesn't seem very spiritual.
Yeah.
But everything is spiritual. As you understand that there is only oneness and you are spirit. The Course in Miracles that I dictated is a most wonderful work in that it gets the mind very busy trying to figure out where's the answer.
Yeah.
And it gets people sometimes to sit in quietness and wait for the answer. But as I have said, you may wait the rest of your life waiting for the answer to come from without when the answer is already within you. So the Course in Miracles has a great purpose. And the purpose is to confuse the mind, to let you play with the mind and concepts and ideas so that you begin to understand they are just concepts and ideas. And that you can twist them around different ways, see how they fit one way or another. And sometimes they don't fit. And sometimes you feel like, well, the answer has to be outside of me somewhere. And I'm going to wait until I'm good enough and I've studied enough. And then perhaps the light will dawn. Better you should get up and wash the dishes.
Okay.
And the answer will come to you because it is already within you. So if you want to get somewhere, the best way is to put one foot in front of the other and start going. Answers are not outside of yourself. The Course in Miracles is a great tool, but that is all it is, a tool to getting you to that place of saying, I think maybe I know the answer, and then going forward with that. I'm not putting it down. I'm saying it is a great tool But at the same time, it is not going to be the stopping place. You're welcome.
One other question.
Yes?
I used to, many years ago, like 20 years ago, sit and be able to meditate and bring in God's light and love very strongly. And I've just recently connected a little bit, but I was wondering if you would help me and how is there anything that I could do to bring in that love and light even stronger so that I feel more connected to you?
Don't try too hard. Know that it is already with you. Know that I am already with you. I cannot be separate from you. I am always in your heart. I am always in the light that you bring in, and you feel that you are creating it from without to come within. It is truly the other way around. You are expanding, and the light that you see coming in is the light that you have already projected out from yourself. Great miracle. And so just to be happy with it. Do that which makes you happy. Do that which makes you feel peaceful. Do that which makes you feel that you are in the light. And then know that I love you. I bless you. I am with you always. Thank you. Beloved one, how are you in this evening?
Good.
It is good to behold you.
It's nice to be here.
Good.
It's wonderful to be with you.
Yes. I feel that way too.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you for just tell you how much I appreciate your being with me during the day.
Right.
I'm sure at times I'm pretty full of ruckus.
No, you are. Yes.
But when I calm down, I feel like I get a really good connection with you.
And that is true.
And tonight I was able to, as people were asking questions, I was able to really, I just call it settling deep in my spine, and was able to communicate with my mom and a few other people that are coming to mind right now, but huge clearings. So that's really, I really appreciate that. It's kind of like some things have really lifted.
Good.
So I don't really have any questions.
You have already found your peace. That is good. I enjoy working with you and through you. You know that we do work together.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that, and you allow me to work with you and through you from time to time. And there are times, yes, I feel a great energy of what you have called ruckus, but that is okay too, because it can have effect. And sometimes it is necessary to overthrow the tables of the money changers and to point out perhaps things could be a bit different and to be in your power, the Christ power, and to live from that space.
Yeah. Things are challenging right now.
Right.
Say the least.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think it's just all, you know, it's like everybody. We just have all this stuff from when we were kids and blah, 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 you know, all that crap.
Right? That you are all leaving behind, mm-hmm. moving on. Yes.
So I just, I'm extremely happy right now. There's been a lot of, oh, my God, this last couple of years have just been full of stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's just kind of like, okay, I'll try this.
Right.
And it's been good. I mean, you know, come home and glad John is there. It's just like there's a lot of peace that I've discovered.
Right, good.
So, yeah, I'm onward ho.
Very good.
This is the year I'm launching.
Yes.
So
you are doing well with it. Do not try to push the river. Mm-hmm. Just flow with it.
And Caleb says hi.
Very good. Yes.
I said to him, I said, you know, you think you could stick around for about 10 more years? And he looks at me and goes, really? I said, I'm just kidding.
But he could.
He's a really nice companion.
Or he may come back to you with another body at some point.
Yeah, Charlotte and Priscilla did. They came back several times. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a nice companion.
He is a good companion.
Thank
tell
you.
Him I said hi.
I will.
He knows that already, but you can tell him.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now I know that the bodies are getting a bit tired. I know that some of you have an early morning. So we will take what is just be seen as two more questions.
I wanted to thank you for all the healings that we have received and I have received this week. And I wondered if you want to say something to me.
I would thank you for always being right on the spot to try to help ones around you. You are one who sees what can be done, and then you are right there to do it. I would thank you for all the help that you give to other ones and the companionship that you give without even thinking about, should I do this or whatever. You're just right there helping ones. Thank you for allowing me to work through you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
It is good.
Yeah, I was asking your question, so I'll ask you.
Very good. Yes.
I just have a simple question. Right now, what is the most important thing for me to focus on? Like, I do meditation and prayer every day. Should I just continue with that?
Yes.
That is good for me.
Yes.
Okay.
That is what you want to do to bring about healing in your affairs, in your relationships, in the body, with everything that you have to deal with. It is very good to be in prayer and meditation every day. And to have that touchstone, if you will, to come back to. Because the world will give you questions and challenges and what ifs and so forth. But if you have that touchstone within yourself of the prayer and meditation and you know how strong that is, the world cannot upset you or assail you. Dwell often in the prayer and meditation.
Yes. Yes.
Bless you, my child.
Okay.
You're doing well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything left that should be addressed?
As Alvin and I have been talking over the last few days, one of his concerns is about the ascension with our bodies this time and how the fifth cycle of 26,000 years and the previous ones have ended up in collapse and evolution, I take it.
Right.
However, this time we're to succeed more because we've shifted our consciousness and we'll be here for a long time. And I think Alvin's been asking, do we keep this body? And you've mentioned this week at times that we may have a different body.
Right.
But one of my understandings is that when we are ascending this time, we will keep the body and into the fifth dimension, which the earth is in now, I take it.
Right.
Is this your understanding as well?
Yes, it is. And it is of your own creation as to what works for you to come to that place of understanding who and what you are, how powerful you are as the creative one, to come to that place of awakening. So for some of you, you will ascend with the body. Others of you don't have to take the body with you. You will ascend in consciousness. And even if you do take the body, it will truly be the consciousness that will count, let's put it that way, that will be affected. The body you can recreate at any time. As I have said, I do that from time to time, and I sit next to you, and I speak as anyone on the street. I show up in the blue jeans and flannel shirt or the sweatshirt, even a hoodie from time to time. And I speak with you. Just mundane things sometimes, just enough for you to know that truly You have the power within you. So the ascension that is truly important is the ascension in consciousness. And that may mean that you will ascend the body, or it may mean that you will totally renew the body in a different way, remanifest. It will be individual. So there is not one principle to put out there and say, this is how it has to be, because then that brings in all of the shoulds and judgments. And people then, individuals say, well, I'm not doing it right. It is very individual. And the ascension in consciousness, where you feel yourself to be free of the world and the shoulds and the judgments, that is what you want. And that truly doesn't matter if you have the body or not a body. Or if you have a body that walks on 2 feet and does really well, or if you are somewhat hindered by the body. They call it disabled, but ones are not disabled because it is the spirit that is in charge. Any way you approach it and you come to that higher place in the consciousness that says, I am good enough. I am made of good stuff. I don't have to suffer. I don't have to be at the whim of the world's shoulds. Then you have ascended in consciousness. Then you have claimed your power. And no matter what others will say to you, it doesn't matter because that's their perception. That is what where they are living. But that's not where you're living. And so you speak your truth and you go about feeling the freedom and the health of that freedom, the wholeness of that freedom, and then you know you have ascended.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you calling this meeting this week, so I can meet all these wonderful people.
Yes. It has been my great joy to be amongst you in this way, to be able to play with the questions. You can have one more, yes, if you have a question. Truly, we are not limited. I was just trying to work within some of the suggestions.
I have a friend who passed over very recently.
Right.
In my opinion, she was young at 71.
Right.
And she had no understanding of any of this, and nor did she have an illness that happened. This was suddenly a stroke. And I just would like to know how she's doing, if she's really come to what's happening to her on the other
yes.
side.
Yes, because she was met by loved ones. She was met by me and Mother Mary. And it was not necessary within her belief system that we be there, but we were there to be as friends, to welcome her. And other loved ones who she recognized were there to meet her as well and to sort of take her through the initial adjustment. She now understands that she's still alive, and she's very happy about that. And she wants you to know that she is alive and well and happy, and she sees the same for you. You are alive and well and happy.
Okay. One more fast one. I am at a crossroads in my life at this point, and I feel as if I have energy and love to spare, and
you
I'm
do.
Not quite sure where to send it, how to use it best.
You will know. It is not for someone outside of you to tell you.
All right.
They can, they will,
yeah.
But you have to sit with it and see if it resonates and see if that's what you want to do. You have always been the adventurer.
Yeah.
You have always walked a little different path than others have walked because you have been brave. You have been the adventurer. Okay. So ones may suggest to you because of a certain years that you have garnered to yourself, that maybe you want to slow down a bit, but you don't.
No.
You have plenty of energy and plenty of will to share with others the goodness of life. And if you find that you cannot do that in the present surroundings, then you may look a little further afield. But you will know. Others will give you suggestions. You've already had a few of those.
Yes.
But you don't have to abide by someone else's shoulds. or how they see things. What you do is you go within and you ask of the mate who already knows quite a bit and always did. And you say, how do you see things from where you are? Would you make a suggestion to me? And then listen. Also, you may do what has been suggested earlier in this evening. Ask the 90-year-old. Oh, I know you're past that. The 100-year-old.
95.
Exactly. This one has said that she's 95. Yes.
You believe that. If you believe that, you believe anything.
Ask of the wise one, who is you in the future.
All right.
Where do you see me being? Where do you see us being? Right. How do you see it going? And that one of the future will tell you, will give you a clearer vision. Anyone, if you are considering, where do I go from here? Ask this future self of you, how do you see this next interval being? Where do you see me being? What's going to open up for me? What will I enjoy doing?
Teaching is very satisfying.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Keep that in mind.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's been such a joy.
It has been a great joy for me as well, and for my mother Mary and for Joseph. Always, when you call us forth, we are most happy to be with you. We will not wait what you see to be a whole year before you come together again. You will make it possible that you can meet sooner than that. You will make it possible. And then you will let each other know, and you will arrange schedules because you want to, because you are powerful, you are creative, you are not held back by anyone else saying to you, you cannot go there. You cannot do that. You are not held back. Follow your guidance. Follow your heart. Live from the heart. Be joyful. Be wildly joyful. And know that truly when you do that, yes, very good. When you do that, know that I am always with you because I enjoy being in joy. So be it, until we meet again.
Thank you.